Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Nope, that wasn't the bounce back I was looking for. 74-63, the loss at Rutgers last night. Uglier than the second half against Michigan State back on Saturday. Game wasn't that close. 3 20-point leads. I mean, after leading 23-8 at the 9:42 mark in the first half, Rutgers went on a 27-8 run to close the half, leading by four. And then the first 13 minutes or so second half, it was 30-14. And you add that up, and it's, what, 21, 22 minutes of basketball, and Rutgers outscored the beleaguered Hoosiers of Archie Miller 57-22.
Could not guard the ball in the second half. And at the end of the day, for the first time all year, we were a fractured group out there in the second half.
Yep, well, that's the current state of the state. Things a little brighter in Madison, Wisconsin last night for Terry Morin's crew. They waxed the Badgers 77-49 behind Mackenzie Holmes, 23 points and 9 rebounds.
Kept our foot on the pedal. You know, give our kids credit for finishing the job that they had to do.
Indiana stays on the road. They're 15-4 now, 13-2 in the league. They go to Ohio State that game on Saturday. Oh, by the way, for the fellas, it's number 3 Michigan coming in at noon on Saturday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Regular season finale, South Panthers on the airwaves tonight, starting with Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. Seniors night on the South Side. South on a roll, 12 in a row, needing a win tonight against 14-6 Northview to boast a fourth straight 20-win season.
I think this was took it on as a challenge. You know, we said, let's work at getting a winning record. We got that, and then said, now let's work toward this next goal of trying to get to 20, and after that, we'll worry about the tournament. I think it's been a pretty good, remarkable run to get this to this position, sit 19-4.
Well, they'll be 20-4 if they win tonight. 8 seniors will be saluted in between the JV and the varsity tip. The Panthers, of course, 6-time sectional champions, will be hosting the event starting next Tuesday night. Mike Bynum's Knights come in red hot. They've won 7 in a row, dismantling Edgewood the other night. The Mustangs are home tonight, trying for a 13-win season, hosting Eastern Green, who's 10-9. North, who lost its 5-game winning streak on Tuesday night, beaten by 2A number 9 Covenant Christian, will be on the road at New Albany Friday night. They've won 4 in a row and are 15-6. Chalk Talk tonight at 7 o'clock. Terry Stolz joins me for the tip at about 7:45 or so. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.